Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 452, year end reflection, looking back on 2022. And it's kind of cool. It was this kind of my year end message was, okay, this is what I'm going to talk about. And there are basically three things. I begin with gratitude. I talk about how important being thankful, being grateful is, and how it helped me get to this point in my life, this version of me. And then I talk about the importance of embracing discomfort, pursuing discomfort along your path of personal growth, and managing, decreasing, eliminating stress, and the importance of that action along your personal growth path, pro you journey. It's also a dude, I think he said 6 hours a day he meditated for, I don't know how long, but there are all these bullet points that he came up with, and I really liked them all. So I read that long list, which I think is like kind of a cool little year end thing. And then when I was recording, I was like, you know, before the podcast, did I reflect ever at the end of the year? And I thought, you know, I wonder if there's any listeners that do that. And so maybe think about that. You know, just pick a day, you know, pick a spot, hang out in quiet, maybe a pad, pen handy, and just, you know, just reflect, just look back. Because, you know, when I started doing the podcast, I was like, you know, I constantly, like, okay, let me look back on my year and let me think about it. And, you know, journaling and writing things down. And, you know, I don't know, there's a cool process with that. And so I've enjoyed the last episode, reflecting on the past year and what has transpired. And, you know, this was a great year for me. It was conquering my demons, slaying my dragons, which again, now just leaves me the end of the year going, okay, how else can I continue to challenge myself, embrace discomfort, make myself get comfortable being uncomfortable so I stay there, so I don't get too soft? And it was just kind of cool because these all things are just, like, to me, they're coming from inside me. I've quieted the noise, therefore there's space, and I'm getting these signals and I'm getting this direction from some sort of internal voice. And it's just, you know, again, I share in the episode in the moments where I'm like, okay, there's that voice saying, do this, challenging me here. Hey, look at that differently. Hey, ask yourself why about that. And so that was kind of cool going, wow, this is 2022 is the year of me changing how my mind worked. You know, I've mentioned a bunch of times about you got these grooves in your brain, and the oldest grooves are the deepest grooves, and to undo those takes forever. And then you got to start, you know, re-grooving a new groove. And again, that's why I'm, you know, turning 58 next year and talking about this stuff, not 28. It takes an incredible amount of time, at least it did for me, you know, to get to the point where I was like, okay, I'm going to stop doing all that I'm doing. I'm going to reflect. I'm going to pause, and I'm going to pursue personal growth. And I didn't even know what to call it at that time, or that I was actually doing it. But now, you know, you can hear in the podcast. I mean, to me, it looks like I was just walking up steps. So to me, it's great sharing, you know, what I went through, you know, my vista of my year. And I talk about how grateful I am about my clients, the success of my clients, how dope my producer is, Nico. Shout out to him. And again, it was just kind of a cool feeling to finish and going, okay, here's what I went through. Here's what I did. Here's how I feel. Come to my well by the water I sell. Boom. That's what I'm doing. So I hope you have managed your pro you path to the best of your ability, because I know, you know, you're going through the holidays and there's still, you know, year end coming up. But hopefully you're kind of just getting in that driver's seat a little bit before January 1st. So, you know, you'll only allow the best versions of you to see 2023. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Just know I am here. Anyone looking for an online trainer, just shout out at me, proupodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, and enjoy. Hello, it's Tom. Welcome to the last episode of Pro U Podcast of 2022, episode number 452. Before I say anything, I just want to express my gratitude for this moment, for the ability, opportunity to record a podcast, episode for my podcast. I'm thankful for today. I'm thankful for my best friend being next to me while I record this. And, as I started to, kind of organize my notes, it was just this sense of, I'm just thankful. It's like a year-end reflection. What was the first initial feeling? And it was gratitude. I'm just thankful. And there's like, two or three kind of like messages I want to get across in this, year-end reflection episode. And one of them is the reason I started it. I went through, a traumatic event. And when I was healing and came out of it, I realized it was being thankful. That was the number one thing that helped me heal. And then it was staying mindful of that, because you can forget, especially me, because I'm flawed, tremendously flawed. So it was thankful and mindfulness. And I, started the podcast. And, that's at 50. And I didn't have Zen then. And I was having panic attacks, and I wasn't sleeping at night. And I was having major, major issues at the dentist. And then I got Zen. And then we got into a huge car accident. And then everything seemed to get better from that point on. Because at 51, I was like, okay, I'm going to just see who's reaching out to me. It's like some people reply, some people don't, but I want to just see who's interested in me. So I went radio silence, and no one called, no one reached out, no one contacted me. And I've said it many times before, if you're not in a good place, that would be bad news, that would be heavy. But where I was, it was like a springboard. I was like, cool, no one really cares. So that time and energy I seem to be wasting on those people and those relationships, what if for the first time in my life I put that time and energy into me? And it wasn't a major year, but it got me to, at 52, going, I'm going to go on a spiritual journey, which I had no concept of. I just knew there was four or five things that I had pursued for 51 years, and none of them had really, none of them became fruitful. None of them served me. None of them worked out. I'm like, well, and then I started the greatest one word in the world question. Why? Why are you doing that? Why are you chasing that? Why? And I was like, well, people just did it, and I followed, and other people told me to, so I did it. And then, looking back, I had no clue, but it was the greatest epiphany in my life. I'm not going to pursue those things. That was it. Not what am I going to pursue? I have no clue. I'm just not going to do those things. And there was a shift, and I started kind of picking up these little breadcrumbs, which I later called truths, that you find out about yourself along this path that keep you going on that path. See, that was the greatest thing. 52, 51, 50, I had no clue where I was headed. But I look back and it was boom, 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 just steps. Just steps along my journey. And then I remember 53 being like, what now? And I'm like, dude, you're on the spiritual journey. You just kind of keep going. And it was, and there was nothing like amazing, about like the next year or the next year, but I just didn't have any plans. I didn't have any like big to-do lists or wishes or bucket lists, but each year was full of its surprises. And that was the big eye-opener to me. It's like, wow, I'm focusing on me. I'm putting my time and energy into me, things that serve me, and these other things are just happening that I'm not planning or predicting. Like, I got into a virtual art show first year of the pandemic, and I got my found art product items that I create in a store. Made a little short video for that virtual art show. Just like nothing planned, but like the coolest things. And I'm like, oh, that I will remember that forever. I will remember that for the rest of my life. Like that was something I totally will cherish and dig. And then, which gets me, you know, again, just feeling thankful. And I mean, that's what kept me on this path. It just got better. And the better it got, the more thankful. I mean, I was at the bottom and was really thankful. And the more I grew, the more I healed, the more thankful I became. But here's the kicker. The less I had. Less family, less friends, less money, less clients. Went to, you know, way less, you know, places, doing things. I mean, my activity went way down and it got way simpler. But I was flaming that fire of gratitude for what I had. Because when it comes down right to it, here are the things that I'm thankful for. My faith, my health, Zen's health, and right now. And 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, I upped that to 60 times a day. I say thank you for those four things. And though four things started out for the first three, and then I added right now because I loved in that moment of being thankful and going, yeah, in this moment right here that I'm stopping, pausing, reflecting, and saying 20, and then 30, and then 40, and then 50, and now 60 thank yous. I'm like, I'm thankful that I'm in that moment doing that, and I do it regularly. And it kept growing. I mean, I just remember going, oh, I'm going to say thank you 10 times a day. I just remember saying that. And then it was the next year going, oh, I'm going to go to 20. And then well, now it's a thing. And it's like, that's like if the episode, my podcast, everything ended right now, it'd be like, what was that dude's message? It's like, I just think it was about being thankful. And, you know, here's the great line, thankful in all circumstances, not for all circumstances. You're not thankful for something bad happening, but can you be thankful in that circumstance, in that moment? And yes, you can. And I've done that. I have remained thankful. This whole year turned into my answer. People, hey, how you doing, Tom? Consistently thankful. Sometimes it sounded, you know, like I was, I don't know, kind of being flippant or something. And I'm like, you know, I don't really care what people think. That's what I am. How are you? I am consistently thankful. That's how I am doing. That is my answer. And I'm, you know, rooted in this stuff. I mean, thing I've always said, I say what I mean what I say. So, what I'm going to do first is read, before I get into this year, reflection. So, this cat, Corey Mascara, meditated for 15 hours a day for 6 months straight with one of the toughest Buddhist monks on the planet. Here's what he learned. Thought these were good enough to read. Kind of a year-end cool thing. Finding your true self is an act of love. Expressing it is an act of rebellion. A sign of growth is having more tolerance for discomfort, but it's also having less tolerance for bullshit. Who you are is not your fault, but it is your responsibility. Love that one. Desires that arise in agitation are more aligned with your ego. Desires that arise in stillness are more aligned with your soul. Procrastination is the refusal or inability to be with difficult emotions. The moment before letting go is often when we grip the hardest. You don't find your ground by looking for stability. You find your ground by relaxing into instability. What you hate most in others is usually what you hate most in yourself. The biggest life hack is becoming your own best friend. Everything is easier. I can't see the last. Everything is easier when you do it. I think that's what it says. Lost the last word. The more comfortable you become in your own skin, the less you need to manufacture the world around you for comfort. Love that. An interesting thing happens when you start to like yourself. You no longer need all the things you thought you needed to be happy. If you don't train your mind to appreciate what is good, you'll continue to look for something better in the future, even when things are great. The belief that there is some future moment more worth our presence than the one we're in right now is why we miss our lives. There is no set of conditions that leads to lasting happiness. Lasting happiness doesn't come from conditions, but from learning to flow with conditions. We often need to get out of alignment with the rest of the world to get back into alignment with ourselves. Love that, did that. Real confidence looks like humility. You no longer need to advertise your value because it comes from a place that does not require the validation of others. Love that. Negative thoughts will not manifest a negative life, but unconscious negative thoughts will. Bullying yourself into enlightenment does not work. You must befriend yourself to transcend yourself. There are three layers to a moment: your experience, your awareness of the experience, and your story about the experience. Be mindful of the story. Your mind doesn't wander. It moves toward what it finds most interesting. To improve focus, become curious about what's in front of you. Life continues whether you pay attention to it or not. I think it's why the passage of time is so scary. High pain tolerance is a double-edged sword. It's key for self-control, but can cause us to override the pain of being out of alignment. Great point. Peak experiences are fun, but you always have to come back. Learning to appreciate ordinary moments is the key to a fulfilling life. That's what I just talked about. You cannot practice non-attachment. You can only show your mind the suffering attachment creates. When the mind sees this clearly, it will let go. Meditation can easily become suppression. Don't use concentration to avoid what is uncomfortable. Meditation is not about feeling good. It's about feeling what you're feeling with good awareness. Plot twist. Eventually that makes you feel good. Love that. Some of the deepest peace we can experience is living in integrity. You can lie to other people about who you are, but you can't lie to your heart. Be careful not to let the noise of your mind overpower the whispers of your heart. Life is always happening in just one moment. That's all you're responsible for. I say, I love that. Like, make it short, make it simple. What's the easiest homework? All right. It's just what's happening in one moment. That's all you're responsible for right now. Go. Just shortens that list immediately. Monks love to fart while they meditate. The wisdom of letting go is expressed in many forms. Last one. You can't life hack wisdom. Do the work. I thought that was very, very worth reading. All right. Moving right along. So I said, you know, two or three things I kind of wanted to stress, one being gratitude, thankfulness, how I got here, how I feel today, how I felt right before starting the podcast, how I feel recording this podcast right now. I am in a state of consistently being thankful. Like, I just feel that all the time. And that's why bad days turned into good days and bad experiences turned into good experiences, is because of how I responded. So the second thing is the biggest kind of point is choosing discomfort. Like, when you feel uncomfortable, embrace it. You know, if you start having, you know, that deep fear about something, you got to face it. That's the squeaky wheel. It's letting you know. It's not trying to scare you. It's, you know, obviously uncomfortable and can be scary. But it's letting you know. You know, you're driving your car and you hear a squeaky wheel. I mean, that's not great news, but I'd rather hear it than, oh, there's a noise. Your tire fell off, you know. much rather hear the squeak before the big crash, the big boom. So if you get that little noise, that little thing, again, you know, I'm going to turn 58. This coming year. I'm not saying this stuff is overnight. I'm not saying you should be getting this stuff quick and easy. You know, I say it and you go apply it, do it, execute it, and you're winning. It's not how it works. It takes a very, very, very long time. But I can drop you some, you know, bullet points. Here are the things to focus on. Because there's no one I've ever spoken to that said, oh, I went through this, you know, wonderful, happy moment and I learned so much. And I've never heard anyone ever say, I went through this horrible experience and didn't learn anything. It's typically the same line over and over. I went through this horrific thing and it changed my life forever. I learned so much about myself after I went through that. I didn't know who I was until that experience. And the people I gravitate to now in life, typically like cool people that got something to talk about. And guess what? They went through some stuff. It's just who I gravitate towards. People that went through some gnarly stuff, got through it, and they're on the other side, and they live in appreciation, and they live in gratitude, and they've got that wisdom that it always could be worse, and be thankful for what you have. You know, that just doesn't come to people naturally, I believe. So when something's uncomfortable, you start feeling that. Then you got to be like, okay, I'm probably going to learn something. You know, there's a boom, bang, something immediately happens. I'm not, again, not thankful for the event, but being thankful in it and going, okay, that's uncomfortable. I didn't want that to happen. That wasn't planned. I'm totally uncomfortable right now. It's like, okay, but is there an opportunity to learn something? Course. Is there an opportunity to maybe grow? Of course. So if you start again flaming that fire, what could I learn? How could I benefit? Because the thing happened. You know, the wheel fell off. There's the flat tire. That's done. That experience, that moment, whatever it was, has happened. This is post that. If you're going to struggle with the reality, that's where you suffer. And if the reality is that thing happened, that wheel broke, that flat tire happened, that's reality. Now, boom, two. Hey, I didn't have this plan. I'm totally uncomfortable. But every time I've gone through something and made it through it, I felt better. Just one, just because I got through it. Two, because it was done. But somehow internally, I felt stronger. I felt I grew. My level of wisdom grew. My level of patience grew. My level of understanding. My level of empathy. It's when you go through struggling time, you know, when it rains, when there's a storm, that's when a flower's roots dig deeper into the ground to hold on tight. What does that do? Makes the flower grow. Oh, so a flower grows during storms. Yep. Ta-da. So again, I'm not saying anything new. I'm just sharing my experience, which is aligned with a bunch of, you know, people that have gotten through hard times. You know, so what I'm sharing, you know, I'm guessing I'm not the first one to share what I'm sharing. I'm just sharing my experience. So there was a couple times, there's always times I'm talking to a client and all of a sudden we'll hit something, it will become a little uncomfortable. And it's like, well, I'm the mirror, you know, and if you're uncomfortable with that reflection, you don't change the mirror, you change the image. You know, and I can't even help being the mirror. I'm like, oh, that's good, that's bad, you should do that, you shouldn't do that. I'm a kind of straightforward shooting, you know, it's like in the mirror, just, this is what I see, I'm going to tell you. I don't go, oh, this is what I see, but if I tell them, how are they going to feel? No idea. So I don't even go there. But I just share it. And sometimes, all the time, a lot of times, that can be uncomfortable. But I'm assuming that's what the person came for. You know, you get a trainer, or you know me and you get me in your life because, you know, keep doing what you're doing, keep getting what you're getting, and then you want different. So you want to do different. So you reach out to someone like me and I'm like, okay, we're going to, you know, start climbing the hill and it's going to be a long journey and it's going to be tough. But hey, deem yourself worthy. Not let's do the easy thing. Let's do the comfortable thing. I'll hug you and, you know, and we can just sit there. No, we got to push. Again, what did I do? I mean, I pushed through all the discomfort. I made it through all the uncomfortableness, and I'm way better. Someone's paying me. What am I going to want for them? The same thing. So I don't go, oh, I benefit from this discomfort and getting through it, but I'm not going to preach that. I'm not going to share that. I'm not going to have other people do it. That's exactly what I'm going to do. So it's embracing that uncomfortableness. And one of my big decisions, you know, again, I'm not a big, I've never been a New Year's resolution guy, but I never like thought October or November, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do these things and not forever. But this kind of happened last 4 years, October, November. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to quit doing that. I'm going to start doing this. Oh, I'm going to, you know, whatever. And the one thing I wrote down was, I'm going to only allow the best version of me to move into 2023. Meaning there are still some things that I'm not doing great. Ta-da. Shocker. Shocker. Spoiler alert. But I'm like, you know, that's on where I am. I tell every client, I go, I work harder on myself right now than I ever have. It's not difficult. It's not rigorous. It's not, you know, it's just, I benefit. You know, I've learned that huge lesson. The more I put into me, the more I work on me, the more I challenge myself, the better I am. I'm stuck there. I do that. And I do it naturally now. So there's this natural thing going, okay, you know, that thing doesn't really serve you. So that's out. Once you, you know, move forward, that's, and again, it's setting myself up to challenge myself. And this was a big year for that. And that's, you know, kind of what I will get into. But I've built kind of this day of, you know, specific daily habits, my kind of pro you to-do list that I need to do. And I'm not great at it. And obviously far from perfection. But the fact that I built that kind of day, and those are the things I can do that I'm focused on, that I'm dabbling in, and that I'll do continuing into the future, I've never had that. I've never had that kind of structure in that organization. I'm not, oh, in January I got to change this. Nope. I'm just doing this and this and this, but I'm going to start this now. I'm going to, you know, this is what my focus is going to be as I, you know, it's like this gradual kind of change, but it's a shift. And it's not so much a conscious thing. Like, I felt it was just an internal thing. And that's, again, I will share the things that I have shared this whole entire year of things that I just addressed. I'm like, why am I looking at that way? Why do I feel that way? What voice is that? Why, you know, all that stuff. Just questioning everything and realizing it was facing everything that made me uncomfortable. What was my worst fear? What was my, you know, biggest worry? You know, what were the things that were, you know, kind of tripping me out that I was like, okay, why is that bugging me? You know, and again, it's reflecting. And Mojo had one of the best lines of this year. Most people aren't willing to go to the depth of honesty it takes to be on a path of personal growth. It's just, it's not super comfortable. It's not like I'm just going to stop, pause, sit in silence, and observe my thoughts. And that's why when people meditate for the first time, they're kind of like, oh, I'm crazy. My mind is nuts. And they never do it again. It's like, well, yeah, none of this stuff is like, hey, peek the first time at, you know, your brain and realize, you know, that you're amazing. Personal growth is going to start at a deep reflective look at yourself. And the level of honesty that takes is just too uncomfortable for a lot of people. Which, again, I understand. I was someone that happened to, you know, not even like design this path that I'm on, but I embraced it. You know, that didn't work, and I went, okay. That didn't work, and I went, okay. And none of those felt good. At 48, I was like, wow, this is how I felt. I was like, I've really failed at everything. Like, nothing's really, like, taken off. But that was the moment when I started working on me. I'm looking back going, well, I was trying to have this external experience that would make me whole. And that's why none of it worked. No external thing is going to fulfill me internally. I have to fulfill myself internally. And then I can find that external thing. And that, you know, that took over 50 years to figure it out. But one of the things I was talking to a client, you know, towards the end of the year, I was embracing. I'm like, I know the year end, I'm going to talk about, you know, embracing discomfort. I used to yell at my class all the time, my kickbox cardio class, let's get comfortable being uncomfortable. get comfortable being uncomfortable. We're going to be here for 50 minutes and it's not going to get easier and you're not going to cool off. You know, you think you're hot and sweaty now? Wait in 20 minutes. You think your heart's racing now? You think you're breathing heavy now? Wait in 20 minutes, 40 minutes, what happens? I go, you better just go, okay, I'm going to walk in that room and I'm going to be uncomfortable for 50 minutes. If you don't have that mindset, don't come in. It's just kind of like life. There's suffering in life. You know, if you can't accept that, you know, no, you know, I'm not saying leave. I'm just saying that it's going to be harder on you. You know, you just have to understand that suffering is part of it. But, you know, you will grow through that moment. So, again, if this thing happened and it's not good, you can't undo it. You can't change it. So your response, okay, I'm just going to be thankful however I can, and I'm going to allow time to heal me. And I'm going to grow as I go through this. And, you know, that's my advice. And the next biggest thing was just stress. You know, there's a number of shows right now talking about the stress of the last 3 years. You know, what the pandemic really did and how it's affecting children and how it's affecting teenagers and the number of suicides of, I think it was young girls, like it was completely sad. Like how, and again, it's the space between your ears. You know, this was just recently, I'm going to forget his name now, but Twitch, this dancer, super, super popular. I just, like someone goes, Twitch, I'm like, in my mind, I think of that guy, and I go, oh, I like him. He always seemed like a good dude. He was on the Ellen DeGeneres show. But like I said, he was a, you know, really well-known kind of hip-hop dancer. But he's big smile, on shows all the time, saw him all the time. You know, just one of those bubbly, happy dudes. I mean, he's a dancer, you know. Commit suicide. And when the announcement comes out, I didn't know. I probably thought or knew he was married, but married three kids. And I'm like, how bad does it have to be to go? My wife and my three children would be better without me. I mean, that's how bad it is in someone's head. And that's my point. Married children, success, great dude, good looking, talented, hardworking, successful, you know. Just, again, everyone else that we talk about, you know? And it was a trippy thing because, like, the next day after I heard that, I'm talking to a client. And he's just going through a lot. I'm not going to get into specifics, but this is a tough time of year, like it is for a lot of people. But there's a, you know, a death in a family anniversary that comes up this type of year, so it's that. And there's just other things that come up, so it's already. And then there were some financial things. But then him and his spouse were planning on, I'll just say, doing a big thing. You know, going to come up with this, start a family thing. That's all I'm going to say about it. But it just added stress. And so I hear about Twitch the next morning talking to my client. He's like, yeah. Gets stomach issues because I haven't slept for like three nights. That's why I have the stomach issues. And again, this has been going on for, you know, a long time, and I'm well aware of where he is. And out my mouth came the sentence, if your wife calls me one day, texts me one day and says, you passed away, I said I would not be surprised, completely surprised. And I'm, you know, online, face to face, not live, but, you know, right there. And I'm like, I've never said that to a client. And he just nodded. You know, it wasn't like I said something bad, I said something wrong. You know, and I'm like, look, we got to get control of that space. Because the more and more you allow your mind to suffer, because you are allowing it, especially if you allow it to go on for you know, an entire day or 2 days or 3 days, but that affects your sleep. And lack of sleep is a killer. But the number one killer in the world is heart disease. The number one cause of heart disease is stress. So you're stressing and you're not sleeping. I don't care if you're married. I don't care if you have the perfect marriage. I don't care if you have the perfect family, the perfect job. I don't care if you have a bunch of money. I don't care if you got 10 cars and 10 homes. There's been a bunch of rich people that have checked out. A bunch of famous, you know, got a bunch of money, got a family, got kids. Bunch of people like that checked out. So obviously, those external things aren't the answer. Not saying you can't get them. Not saying you can't pursue them. But if you're not in control of your thoughts and you pursue that external thing, you might get that external thing. But guess what? You're still not going to control your thoughts. So all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm going to do this thing, achieve this thing, get this thing, buy this thing. And then there's that, you know, little sugar phase. Oh, I ate that up, felt good. And then now what? Well, I'm half an hour later after you ate that donut. How do you feel? Half an hour after you drank too much, half an hour after you did whatever you did to feel good for 30 seconds. What's up a half an hour later? Same mindset, same thing. So it's like putting a little Band-Aid on it. It's not going to last. So if you don't work on that problem, get control of that space between your ears, nothing else is going to matter. And you got to get a point where, you know, I made up this quote and I started saying it a lot last week, but I'm like, it's like someone going, dude, check out how clean my windshield is as their car's driving off a cliff. Does it really matter how clean your windshield is if your car at that moment is driving off a cliff with you in it? I don't think so. So again, what's the clean windshield? Whatever you're putting out. Oh, this is what I'm posting. Oh, this is, you know, what I have. Oh, here's my, you know, all the family, here's all the success, here's all the success. Okay, yeah, but are you, you know, internally driving your inner car off a cliff? And, you know, like Robin Williams had like a big, big time disease that was causing him all this pain and agony. And they were actually impressed how long he dealt with that. So I'm not saying as people aren't, you know, I'm not being pro you and therefore I'm going to do this thing. It's just being aware that there are people that have it way worse than you. Number one, I don't care who's listening right now. There is someone that has it way worse than you. So number one, you can be thankful that you're not in that position. Thankful for what you have. Then be thankful again that you're not going through what that person is going through. Be thankful that that's not your experience. But you have to understand what is, you know, like the most important thing. You know what I mean? If you're going to get that big time job and be stressed all the time, or you're going to, you know, try to fit in, whether it's in a relationship or with a group of people or whatever it is, and that's going to cause you stress. It's like when you fast forward that plan, what's the net result? I'm going to be really, really, really stressed for this amount of time. Okay, and then what? I don't know. And that's the thing when I think about all the time. If someone said to me, it's like, well, you know, Tom, you just really need to, you know, buckle up and make as much money as you can right now. Like, you got to work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week for 10 years. Then you'll be fine. I think, well, how do I know I'll be fine? Like, what if I have a heart attack day, you know, year two? And I'm like, well, the last 2 years sucked. I was going to do this for 10 years just to like make, like, you're going to ensure the future by what you do today. You can't. And there was a great line, though, that said, you know, the best way to ensure a, you know, great future is to have a great day today. You know, be the best you today. And I've been saying that the whole time. And I'm like, well, that's how I'm going to take care of my future. I'm going to be the best me today. I know I've reduced my stress. I don't think about yesterday. I don't think about tomorrow. I'm not perfect. I have bad moments, bad days. But me now, this version, compared to older versions of me, like, there's just huge noise, huge white noise, huge chaotic arguments, monkey mind going nuts on steroids in my head. And I was just sitting there going, yeah, that's just what happens in my head. And now I'm like, psh, it's just quiet. Like my default mode is quiet. My default mode is, I'm so thankful. Like right now, you know, it rained all last night. It was all wet this morning. Got up, you know. Didn't have a bunch of, you know, energy, you know, went out real, like, oh, I didn't sleep. That's what I was up super early, like 3 o'clock. Isn't that funny? Like right there, I start recording. I don't even think about that. I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I just couldn't sleep. I was like, all right, well, that's it. I was like four. It was like five. I'm like, well, that's like, I kind of get up at five. And all of a sudden Zen rolls and looks at me like 10 after five. And he's like, all right, we're walking. I'm like, all right, the day's starting. But like, again, none of that stuff kind of bothers me. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm like, what does nothing to do with me? It has nothing to do with the space between my ears. I'm in control. I'm good. I might have to take a nap. I might get tired later. Yeah, all right. Like, I don't care. Like, again, it's like this. I'm really clear on what serves me, what I can control. And it's right now, it's today. And I've gotten good at today. I've gotten great at today. So I watched this show with Chris Helmsworth. I'm not a big Chris Helmsworth fan, and the whole kind of sound of the show, like, I'm like, I think I like stopped watching it twice, or it was like gonna turn it on. I'm like, I don't want to watch that. Like, I just was very indecisive of watching it because what it sounded like to me. But I ended up watching it, and there's three episodes, and I watched all three, and it turned out to be cool. I mean, I think Chris Helmsworth kind of comes off like a good dude. Like, he's got high school friends he hangs out with, and they now work for him, so he pays them. But they were, like, busting his chops. Like, if you're still friends with your friends in high school, I just don't think you change that much. And if you're now the big star and you're paying them, but they can bust your chops and, you know, give you a hard time and, you know, you hang out. I'm like, again, it just, what it came, you know, again, people on camera can be one way. But this dude was doing some stuff that was really hardcore. So in those moments, I just think it's hard to, oh, I'm going to project this image. So I enjoyed Chris Helmsworth, but what that show was about, he's like, I'm stressed all the time. And I know that's a killer. Like, he got that. And so he gets like a psychologist to go, okay, I want to help with this. Like, how do I control the space between my ears? How do I lower my stress? And because he's got three kids. And right away, it's like, okay, you know, you don't like heights. We're going to take you to this tower in Australia, and there's a horizontal crane that'll extend, and you're going to walk out on that, you know, obviously with a safety cord. But it was like right away, I started thinking, I would never, like, even challenged, paid on TV, I don't think my body would walk out on that. And I'm like, so it's not like I wanted to do like Alpinist, that movie I always refer to. It's not like I want to go climb a mountain. It's just that the principles that guy carried, there were some of the things that, you know, that just resonated with me, like on a very high intrinsic kind of level. So it was that same thing. I was watching it, and there were just these, you know, and I would tell people to watch it. You know, there's just some nuggets that you can take away that I'll, you know, say something that resonated with me, and it might not resonate with you. But it was a guy at the core of it was wanting to be around for his kids. I was like, well, that's sincere. You know, that's pretty cool. What's he going to do? And he's like, well, he's going to go to these great lengths. Well, of course, that's the TV show. And I was fine with that. But the steps they took, like, they kind of prep him for like 3 days to do this thing. But what he went through and what they talked about and what they went through. And then I was like, okay, that was cool. What's the second show? And it's like, well, second show is under our being in the cold. So this is when he takes his buddies, and then they're in cold water, and then he's, I can't remember how long he was going to be in it or where he was going to be or whatever like that. I was like, okay, that's the thing that I was just talking about. You know, it's like, I hated cold, and he's like, I hate cold. I hate being cold. So again, it was just so much stuff that resonated. But now I'm starting to go, you know, it's just about making yourself uncomfortable. Like, I've been talking about this. But I was just getting this big voice in my head going, And they talked about it kind of in the fourth show where he's like, now he's not going to eat for 4 days. And on the fourth day, he's got to take a spear gun and dive underwater and spear gun a fish, and that'll be his food. Don't get a fish, don't eat. And he had a guy that was a, what was it, life? God, what was it? I forget the word. Longevity coach, something like that, I think. You know, so this guy went through the, and he's done it before, but this guy starts talking about, you know, way, like the eating three meals a day and snacking, that's pretty new, you know, to our existence. He says, you know, back in the day when you were, you know, hunting and gathering, you might go a day or two without eating. But that third day, now you got to hunt, and now you got to bring home food. It's like, oh, I'm tired and lethargic. It's like, no. So if we had that ability and that capability, shouldn't we stay somewhat connected to that? And I started thinking about, like, you know, my whole life was uncomfortable. And now the last 2, 3, 4 years, I'm starting to feel comfortable. And I like it. And it's like, oh, you know, or that fear's gone or that thing's gone. I'm like, oh, comfort. I'm like, yeah, but this year was all like challenging myself with uncomfortableness. And I'm like, well, that's what's now making me feel good, is I'm comfortable with uncomfortableness. But this show is just like, yeah, but you got to go harder. You got to do more. Because I'm like, oh, I can't. Remember that last time I took a cold bath or a cold shower? Like, it's been a couple months. I'm like, oh, I kind of let up on that. And I'm like, holding your breath. Like, you know, it's like, yeah, you just don't do it. And it's like, you should be able to. And they had this woman on there that could hold her breath underwater for 6 minutes. Because, like, just sitting there above ground and, you know, the air, holding your breath is one thing, but being underwater and being active and, you know, doing certain things. I mean, it's like, it sucks. I guess Chris Hemsworth was doing this swim, and the first time he was going to see how long he could, you know, he's holding his breath and he's swimming underwater, and I forget how many meters it was, but he's like, oh man, I must be halfway. He goes, I must be almost way there. And he's like, all of a sudden, like, my air's run out, got out, and he was like 20 meters. Like, he wasn't even halfway. And he was shocked. And he's like, I know I can hold my breath longer than that. But it's like, yeah, but when you're swimming and there's all this other stuff going on, it's, you know, energy and it's draining. So it makes that thing harder. And then you kind of panic and freak and you got to pull yourself up. So they just put him through all these things. And again, I guarantee I wouldn't be able to go through what he went through on any of the shows. But it's like, again, I don't have to climb a mountain like the alpinist, you know, Marc-Andre. I don't have to be like Marc-Andre, but along his quest, was there anything I could pull and apply to my journey, to my quest? And of course, and that was the same thing, you know, watching those movies, TV shows, whatever, episodes of Limitless. Just like, oh, there's a nugget. Oh, there's a nugget. Oh, there's a nugget. And then I told Scott, I don't think I've told him to watch one thing, like, ever since I've known it. I'm pretty sure it was The Alpinist. But I said, hey, check that out. And it wasn't because, like, oh, I liked it and I want you to like it. It's like, I want you to watch it. And I want to hear you break it down, like, what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it. And he's like, well, I'm just not that. I go, I know. I'm not. Just the whole premise of it, I was against. It just didn't make me feel comfortable. It wasn't going to be something I wanted to watch. But I said there were some really cool things. So I referred it to him, and I would refer it to you as well. But I just was like, again, you know, going at ending this year, not even starting next year, but, you know, ending this year, it was like, I don't want to become too soft. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be at that edge of, you know, continuing to push myself to be again, when something happens, it's uncomfortable. I'm like, okay, cool. I've been there. I'm chilling in uncomfortableness. Instead of, you know, you just got this fluffy, cushy, soft, nothing cold, hot, bad, sharp, anything. So when does, because it will, when that one thing, you know, unexpected that you can't control comes along, that's what's going to throw you, you know, completely derail you. You know, that's a heart attack. Someone who's just not in shape, their heart doesn't beat fast, doesn't, you know, doesn't race, they don't raise their heart rate, they don't exercise, you know, and one day someone scares them, boom. I mean, people have surprise birthday parties and people have died. Why? Well, their heart just wasn't used to that. But what's the stress test? You go to a doctor and they get you on a treadmill and they run you so your heart's pumping and you're breathing heavy, and then they check to see how long it takes you to recover. And the longer it takes, that's, well, there's some sort of blockage, there's some sort of problem. You should be able to get that heart rate up and then stop, and X amount of time later, be fine again. And again, that's what a stress test is. But again, a stress test. Why are they giving that to you? Because you should be able to handle a certain amount of stress. And that is why we exercise. You know, getting your heart rate up. You need to do that. Moving your arms, moving your legs, stretching your body. You need to do those things. Those aren't passive. They're active. Proactive things that you need to do. All right, so there it is. My 1, 2, 3. Be thankful. Embrace discomfort and decrease stress at all cost. Watch Limitless. So here's what I went through in 2023. This is what I nothing written down. Like the last 3 years, 4 years, nothing written down. As years started, it's like, oh, this happened. Became like little themes or something. So my biggest fear, and I said at 50, I got up out of a root canal and, you know, I had to reschedule it. And I get this deep clean like every 3-4 months and I would get up and take a break and get hot sweats and, you know, start freaking out and have to just stand and get my air and would dread going, okay, next month I'm going, okay, this week. It's like the whole week before and the day before and the night before and the morning. It was just... And again, I was just having panic attacks. I couldn't sleep at night. I was getting up at night, walking outside just to get air. And then whenever it was March, I think, of this year, it was kind of earlier of the year, I was like about a month before, and I just started kind of going, what if I just visualize, like, okay, I'm experiencing this. I'm going there. I'm driving there. I'm sitting there. And it's like I just got to focus, breathe through my nose, and I would just kind of go through this little thing, and it wasn't like... this perfect laid out plan, but whatever it was enough. And I think I texted Mosher like the moment I left. I was like, oh my God, I slayed a dragon. Like I couldn't believe. Like I had put in some work, but it was like I was, you know, meditating 10 hours a day. I just, you know, was on my mind and I was, you know, making sure my you know, I hold up my jaw at times with my eyes closed and I just breathe through my nose, even though my mouth is open, like I was at the dentist, and I'd just do that. I'd be at the puppy park and I would just kept just breathing, and I like, okay, here's my thought. I'm going to keep that thought. And I'm like, why couldn't I just do this? And I went in and it was just like that. I sat there. They started. I was like breathing through my nose. You know, they gave me the Novocaine. And 15 minutes later, I walked out. Like, I got there at 10, and I was in my car at 10:30. And then I was driving, I was like, that just happened. Like, the dragon was slayed. And I was like, then it's done forever. Like, it's not going to be scary. Like, that's done. I did that. Like, and it was, again, going, you're not making money. You're not, like, it's, again, it's just, it's so quiet in a way to everyone else, but it's so loud to me. It was such a huge moment. I was like, I cannot believe it. And that's what kind of started. And I was tripping about Zen's leg and Zen's, I didn't have a vet. And I went to one vet and it was just this big problem I had. And then I just found a vet. I mean, I forget the whole kind of timeline, but I found a vet. I went and he was awesome. It was like the guy I was looking for. And then he explained it was probably Zen's back and not his leg. And I'm like, and it just, this whole thing was just wiped away. Like, okay, my big fear was the dentist and that's gone. And my big worry, I mean, I was kind of like, I just want to talk to someone. Like, I just want to, you know, connect and hear and find. And it was just like this big, huge answer came. Like a dude I could trust. It's like his veterinary clinic. It wasn't a, you know, a bunch of doctors working together or anything like that. It was just his place. He cared. And I'm like, here's the guy for the next X amount of time. I don't have to look anymore. And again, it was just like, wow, I got that piece from slaying the dentist dragon. Now I got this huge worry out of the way. And I just felt this shift. Like I was like, I don't care what else happens the rest of the year. Like I really didn't care. And then at the LA River, I don't even know how long ago at this. I know I shared it a few times, but there was at one point when I would walk Zen along the LA River, and there was this metal bridge that went across it. And I'd walked over it before, but at this, I walked halfway and I was like tripping out. My heart was beating. I was breathing fast. And I got to the center and I was like, wow, turn around. I was like, wow. Like I was just almost laughing in a way, like how freaking out I was. And Zen didn't notice I had turned around. And when he did, he starts like kind of running to catch up to me. So now I'm feeling that vibration on the bridge. And I'm like, oh, my chest just tightened up. And I was like, that's just crazy. So fast forward, I don't know when it was. It was probably in like the summer or something like that. I was walking. I had walked out on the bridge since then and was like, oh, it doesn't bother me as much anymore. So I was kind of over it. But this was a different feeling. This feeling just came in. Was like, I'm going to walk on that bridge and it's not going to affect me at all. And I was like, wow. Like, like it was someone else going, hey, come here. I'm going to show you this. I'm like, all right, I'll come check it out. And I was like, all right, let's go see. And I knew it. Like, I knew it wasn't going to affect me. And I don't know what it is, 50, 60 feet at the height. You know, it's a little arc. And I just walked out, and I was fine, like, totally fine. I'm like, well, how does that change? Like, I almost ran off of this, you know, X amount of years before. And I'm better now. I feel better. And that fear's just gone. Like, I was physical. I didn't go, okay, you know, this is going to bother me now. Now not bother me. I mean, I couldn't mentally overcome it. It was like a physical thing. Like my whole body was like just squeezing tight and I couldn't get off the bridge far enough. And then I was like, yeah, it didn't happen. I'm like, and that's what started tripping me out. I'm like, I almost experienced pain in a sense from an experience. And now the same experience, pain's gone. And I'm like, okay, that changed. Like, I undid that, you know? You get PTSD, you know, from these moments. Like, the dentist, when I think about the dentist, it was so bad. Like, it was just this is going to be like this forever. And it's like, gone. And I'm like, and I remember thinking, what else is possible? And that was kind of the seed of, okay, let's pursue some uncomfortableness. Because then it was sitting right where I am one day. I was just about going to eat. And I was like, go take a hot bath. And now it'd been on my mind a little bit about, I watched a woman do a documentary about diving in cold water under ice. And, you know, it's slowing down your resting heart rate. I saw some benefits, but it was just trippy when this woman had said, you know, cold isn't pain. It's a sensation. And for whatever reason, that line stuck with me. And for whatever reason, I was like, hey, go take a cold bath. And I was like honestly answering another person, I'm like, no, I have no interest in that. Like, just go fill it up, cold water, sit in it, time it. When you can't stay in it, jump out, come back, there's your food, eat. And I just did it. And the whole time I was like watching myself going, dude, do you believe you're doing this? Like, this wasn't a thought 10 minutes ago, a day ago, 2 weeks ago, a year ago at all to take, oh, I'm going to fill up the water, cold water and get in it. So I get in, I'm breathing for like 30 seconds. I get out, I look at the timer, 30 seconds. I sat down, I felt so good. And I was like, okay, wait, like I'm like walking a different path. I'm having a total different experience because, yeah, look what's in my head. I know exactly the fear, the doubt, pain, stress, agony, anxiety, everything I experienced for 50 years. And now I'm like, hey, go take a cold bath. Okay, I did. Wow, dude, that was pretty cool. Hey, you did that. So then it was, I don't know, 3-4 days later, I went back in it, breathing heavy. And it was like, I don't know, maybe like a minute or something. I don't know what it was, but it was like, I think it was like the fourth time I went in. I was like, okay, just chill with the breathing. And I calmed down. And within, I checked because all of a sudden it felt like the water like wasn't cold. And I was like, and I looked and it was like 45 seconds. I'm like, I was in it a minute still panting, like still couldn't control my breath because it was cold. Here it is the next time, and it was 45 seconds, and I was like, it wasn't even a challenge to be in that water anymore. And again, in my mind, I'm like, okay, all this is just written, and now it's unwritten, and now I'm rewriting a new one, like a new story in my head. Like I'm going, okay, brain, I know you thought that way, but we're going to think this way. And when you get that in your head, I mean, like, how empowering is that? Like, this is in my control. And there again, there's the fun. I was chasing a bunch of stuff that was not in my control at all for 50 years, wondering why I was drained. Focused on me, and here I am, controlling just about every area of my life that I can. And I'm by far the best version I've ever been. And then all of a sudden it was August, September, and it was like I looked and it was like going to be this Sunday was going to be like 104. And I check it the next day and it was 103 and then 102. And I was like, you're kind of tripping on this, you know, because then it was like the week was going to be hot, but that was like the big day. And I was like, okay, is cold not a sensation? So I said, it's heat, sensation. So all of a sudden, you know, it's really chill in the afternoons at the puppy park. And that's when I was bringing Zen. Well, it's like going to be 1 o'clock. You know, it's going to be the hottest. It was 96 one day. Went there. I was like in the sun. And I'm like, are you dying? No. Skin burning? No. And when I sat, I would be in the shade. And I'm like, how is it in the shade? And I was like, it's nothing. And I'm like, I was just dreading this. And now I'm like, okay, there's not a problem. And then I helped my manager and landlord clean out this apartment. And they needed kind of the demolition. Some shelves torn down, the carpet ripped out. You know, kind of like this laborious kind of thing. And so one day it was 96. And I just got, you know, put a big sweatshirt on because I knew, you know, there's no fans, there's no AC. It's, you know, just a empty apartment right now. There's no power. And I had like the best time. Like I was just sweating. I was just killing it. And 96. And I was working my ass off for like 3 hours. And I was like, I just overcame all all that stuff. But here is the best. So when I wrote this note down, I said, some of my best days of 2022 would have been my worst days any other year in my life. Case in point, sprained ankle. So I'm about a block, 2 blocks from home. And Zen just pulls up, just stops. And I'm like, you're not walking. I'm like, didn't, like, had no clue. Like, we were walking and just like, yep. And I was like, so I bent down to pick him up. And I kind of like was going to adjust him. And I've told this story already, but end up, my right ankle just turns. So now I'm tipping and Zen shifts. So now I got a 60-pound dog shifting. I'm rolling my ankle. I'm in a fall and I just stop and I just pull myself like straight and then I just stand. And right away I was like, that was so dope that I could stop that fall because I was guaranteed I was going down. And then I realized right away my ankle was sprained. But I was like, okay, how bad can you walk? And it was like, yep. I'm like, well, then I'd walk. You got a 60-pound dog in your arms that's hurt, and I'd probably get walking. I was like, all right. And it was hard, but I could walk. I mean, I knew if I stepped, I was like, okay, this. I heard a pop. I heard a snap. I couldn't. I mean, fine. I would, whatever, sit there and wave somebody down. But I was like, there was no snap, no pop, and I know I can walk. And I got it. So got home, and it was funny. Cause as soon as I set Zen down, he starts walking. I'm like, that kind of shocker phantom on-off thing has happened before. And I'm like, okay, great, that's out. So I get kind of settled. I sit down. And it was maybe like an hour late. I was just, you know, resting and chilling. I stood up and I stepped my foot. I'm like, okay, that's the real deal. Like I got through my secondary black belt test with my ankle wrapped, you know, for a sprained ankle. So I've had gone through this experience before. I've dealt with them before. And right when I stepped, I was like, oh, okay, that's a real deal. And then, I don't know, it was X amount of time later, and Zen's like, got to go for a walk. And I stood up, and I was like, wow, this is like a thing. And I'm like, well, maybe I should just wrap it. And then I started walking. I was like, I couldn't really put a lot of weight. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, and just the image of crutches pops into my mind, going, this is why people have crutches. So you can take that weight up and move. Because I was like, this really, really light step. And then I'd step, and this really, really. And, you know, Zen was ahead of me. And I was like, wow, this is going to be like, I got to walk Zen. Like, I can't, like, hey, Zen, and then my ankle's bad. I got to, you know, you can't walk. And it was after that. It was later in the afternoon. And I was like, I don't like, again, this was the cold thing. But I'm like, I don't really care now. I'm like kind of over the cold thing. And I'm like, let me just ice it while I'm sitting here. So I started icing it. Now I've worked on my feet, my, you know, ankles in the past, but my arch, top of my foot, I've been doing all that for, you know, a couple years hardcore. Cause that's where all like my calves, you know, it starts with your feet, goes up your back. So I've just been doing a lot of footwork. And I kind of start rubbing and I find this spot and I'm, you know, massaging it gently. And I kind of feel this motion, this movement. And long story short, end of the night, my sprained ankle doesn't hurt anymore. And the last walk of the night, I'm not limping. Now, that's never, ever happened in my life before. But during the day, there were two big epiphanies. That was the second one. The first one was, I don't know when it was, but I was like, I was not bummed ever. Like, I didn't get mad. I didn't swear. I didn't yell. I didn't like, oh, And just, I saw all these old versions of me that would have been, oh, I can't do this week, or I won't be able to. There would have been some frustration, some panic, some anything. And I was like, and then it just tripped right there. I just like, how dope is it that I thought my dog was hurt, sprained my ankle, rolled my ankle, got up here, and I'm like, and not once did I bum out. I wasn't like, oh, why did that happen? It was just a bet. Like, and, you know, whoever wants to sprain their ankle, and it's like, oh, it's a good time to sprain my ankle. Didn't bother. It's like, of course it does. Affects you, bothers you, whatever. And I was like, and there it was. It was that awareness of my response, because it was almost natural. I'm like, oh, here's the positive. Don't bum out. Do what you got to do. Hey, okay, it's this. All right, the reality is you have a sprained ankle. Okay, I didn't care. I'm like, all right. Like, it didn't affect the space between my ears. And then I was aware of that. And I was like, oh, and that was like, okay, this is just like the dopest stuff ever. Like, completely having a different experience. And that was 2022 for me. I am like, I am highly aware that my life is different and better than ever before, and less of everything still. It's not like the last 3 years it was coming back. Nope. It's been the same. Like, it's just been the same. Well, especially with the pandemic. It's just been me and Zan. And my life just got better and better and better. And when you start quieting that noise and controlling the things you can control, and, you know, getting rid of your fears and your worries and your doubts, and overcoming this things that are just seem to be like, well, the grooves, you know, the grooves in our head. It's like you got to undo those, and that takes forever. Then you got to start doing the new ones. But when you do that little process, that's where you're like, okay, I'm never climbing out of the pro-you tree. You know, I'm never going to go backwards ever again. I love this experience that I'm having. So again, it was like the following 2 weeks, I had like 6 cancellations. And I was like, okay, this is amazing. That would be a bad week any week. And I didn't care. And I'm like, how dope is that? Like, I literally like, well, that had nothing to do with me. You know, like that was a button and a stressor, like no money. And went like, okay, I got this many, you know, sessions, so this is the money, and I counted on that money. And as soon as someone would cancel, I'd be like, oh, okay, I lost. It was just this squeeze on my heart. And I'm like, 6 in 1 week? Like, I can't even remember the last time it happened. I didn't care at all. And the following week, I went in for an oil change. It ended up costing me almost $1,000. And it hit me, and I was aware of it. It kind of hit me because it's just a little bit of a shock. And then at the end of the day, I was like, yeah, I got nothing to do with you. And I was like, God, this is just weird, but in a fantastic way. Like, I'm like, yeah, it just doesn't matter. Like, you had money in that box, and you took it out and put it over there, and then you came back here, and my apartment was the same. I was the same. Zen was the same. I mean, nothing had changed. And I was like, okay, this is like, I was, you know, piercing the veil. You know, I was peeking behind the curtain and going, oh, okay. And again, that's what I'm selling. Why would I keep doing a podcast? I healed. I'm good. Goodbye. You know, mic drop. I'm like, I'm going to stay in the selling mode. You know, I'm just going to share my experience. Again, I don't have perfect days. I'm not perfect. But when you look at who I was for 50 years, and then you look at the last 7, and you look at, you know, 2020 being the best year of my life at when I turned 55, and then it just got better the next year, and then it just got better the next year. That's what I'm selling. Come to my well by the water I sell. So last couple things I want to chat about. The success of my clients has just been fantastic. Like, my clients, you know, they all go through things, but they're all responding better than they ever have before. They are all aware that they're responding better than they've ever responded before. And therefore they feel in control. So they feel that success. And when I listen to them talk, and they share their growth, and they share the new experience they're having, it's just completely rewarding. It's completely rewarding. So I'm like super, super, super thankful for my clients, each and every one of them. And so thankful for their success. Because it's, you know, being their trainer, you know, I'm a part of that journey, a small part, but a part of that journey. And it's just super, super rewarding. You know, I got a woman, I call her the butterfly. Because the last 2-3 weeks, she's just, you know, out of the cocoon, but like the last little bit of tethering is almost gone, and she's just starting to feel great. And it's just like the amount of pride I feel and the amount of good. Because I'm like, if I died, I'd be like, yeah, I did that. I helped with that. I was in that person's life. You know, no one can take that away. And again, that's why I'm thankful, man. I got some good stuff going on, and it's the stuff that matters. Nico, who was my producer, I just chat with him every once in a while, and I always kind of said, man, whenever I chat with that guy, I just feel joy, because he just kind of personifies joy. And the last time we chatted, it was just such a cool thing, because I had two producers before that, like, did the job, and that was kind of it. Didn't really have an effect on the podcast one way or another. But Nico's passion and joy and gratitude for doing it, it just had an effect on me and effect on the podcast, you know. And it's like this really, really thing that, you know, I just didn't see happening. And I'm like, oh, he's a good dude. This is cool. It's like, great. But it's like, it just became more and more. Now when I talk to him, you know, he sounds more and more like me. And I don't mean that now, you know, pat myself on the back though. But I mean, when you listen to him, you know, he's thankful, and he's grateful, and he's focused on what he has, and he sees things with clarity, and he sees himself with clarity. And the last time I talked, it was two, three weeks ago, and he already said, you know, I'm going to work on next year. And right then I just stopped. I was like, I just love that. Like, here it was November, and he's like, here's going to be my focal points. And they were, again, things that were challenging him. And I'm like, God, his story is so rewarding, and his friendship has just been wonderful. And, you know, he's a tech dude that, you know, a bunch of stuff I don't understand. So to have that, you know, person in your life is valuable, having a podcast. But, you know, just having to be a good friend that's a good guy that makes it enjoyable, well, that's, you know, icing on the cake. But then his journey, like, I'm so proud of him. And therefore, more and more thankful that, you know, it's not just someone doing a job. It's someone having this amazing journey and doing that job with gratitude. So just thank you, Nico, for being you. And yeah, it's you are a joy, my friend. So be that, my friend. Last. Well, kind of last. I hung out with Senior Mosier. We kind of had this special day. We went to this place where we hang out. And his dog, Norman, actually had gotten a little injured, so he wasn't able to come, but it was Scott Zen and I. And it was so funny because, you know, we'd done it before, but it was just, I don't know, it was like, I was just, everything you could just, I said it last podcast episode, like, I could just, everybody kind of got busy and everybody got engaged in like that holiday mode. And I was like, you know, hey, it's whatever day it is, it's that day. You know, I'm not doing anything different than it was. I'm just doing that same thing and thankful. And all of a sudden, I was going to have this date. And it was like my mind the night before was like, okay, you can go ahead and think about tomorrow. Because I typically don't. You know, I don't really have, you know, I just don't, my mind just doesn't do that anymore. It doesn't really, and I'm like, no, that's a good thing. Let it wander. And I woke up and I didn't have any clients. So I was like, I had this free day. And I'm like, I had this free moment. And then I'm like, you know, I haven't been to the beach in a long time. I'm going to go to the beach, hang out for a little bit, and then go hook up with Scott. And then we'll go have this afternoon. And there was no wind. There was, like, you know, enough, you know, low tide. It was dope. There's no people. It was just, and I was like, oh, and I was like, I was like, I'm just going to, like, you know, take some pictures of Zen. And it was like, it's just this dope, like, 45 minutes. And then right into the Scott moment. And it was just like being there at the end of the year and going, well, here's my kind of year in celebration. You know, I don't do the holidays, so I don't, you know, chat with those, with that terminology, but it's like, you know, well, here's my year in celebration. And, you know, it was just cool this year because Scott and I, we put each other in each other's will. And it was just a big, big deal. So, you know, having that friendship, having that person in your life, and here being, you know, and I love his dog as much as he loves, you know, Zen. And it's just this super, super dope thing. But it was just this day So I was like, oh, wow, look, that became a special day. And I didn't have like a day planned or like, well, I got to have something at the end of the year or nothing at all. It was just this. And drove home and there was, you know, more traffic and I didn't care. Like the drive doesn't affect me. That was another thing that did change. I was like kind of like stressed every time I just people and traffic and ah. And then it was during the summer. I don't know, like 3 months ago, I just literally slowed way down. And I'm like, I'm going to drive at this speed. I'm going to set my cruise control. I'm not going to change it. And I didn't look at my Waze app. And I thought that day was like, well, that, could I do that again? Like I just, like, again, didn't care about traffic, didn't care how long. It was like, it's so empowering. And it's been that way ever since. I don't drive as much, but I get in the car. I'm like, yeah, I don't care. And I don't watch and I don't try to, you know, drive a little bit faster. Nothing at all. And I'm like, okay, that whole experience has changed. Because again, I was busy, kind of had this long day, and I'm driving home, and I think it was an hour 40 something, or, you know, it's normally a short ride is hour 10, hour 15. So when you're looking at hour and a half, hour 45, you know, it kind of gets up there, and I didn't care. I'm like, dude, just so caught up in the morning I had and the day I had. And again, I'm walking on this beach with Zen alone. I'm like, look what I got to do today. And then hang out, you know, with this really good friend. And we have these really great conversations. And again, I started, you know, Scott, this is so funny. He said a long time ago, he goes, always start with gratitude. That just popped in my head. Because that's how I started this podcast. I started it with gratitude, that feeling of gratitude. And here I am ending it with gratitude. But the last thing I'm going to say, and this is the one last little note I have, is, you know, I was with Zen all the time. And I had like 3 clients that I would go see, you know, a couple times a week. So that was kind of it. Well, pandemic started 2020. All my clients went online. And I have literally been 24/7 with Zen since. Like, I'm close enough to touch him or see him 24/7. I even told Mosher, I go, you're not like that with your dog. No one is. You know, no one's with even their spouse 24/7. And one day it was just like Zen and I are next to each other 24/7. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm so thankful for Zen. And I'm so thankful for what he represents in my life, what he's brought to my life. And that was just that thing where I was like, you know, the last thing I'm going to say on the podcast is I'm going to just talk about, huh? I'm watching my screensaver and pictures Zen just came up. But that's what I'm just so thankful for. All the things I've said, but I'm so thankful for Zen. And I'm so thankful that I get to be his best friend and his spiritual student. And that I get, you know, I was lucky enough to be the one that, you know, got to hang out while Zen's here. Lastly, thank you, listeners, for listening. And again, you know, why I do what I do is I'm just hoping, wishing, praying that something that I have shared, that I've done, resonates with you and just assists you in deeming yourself worthy to make some choices that serve you, because you are worth it. Hello, and welcome to your Pro You moment. Last one of 2022. Stoked you're here. Let's do that thing. Control that which we can. All right, seated on the floor, legs folded if you can, eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over your hips, navel tucked into your spine. We'll draw the inhale through the nose, slowing it down, elongating it. We'll allow the exhale out the mouth, slowing it down, elongating it. That will be the ebb and flow of our breath. We're going to stay connected to that, which will keep us present. Anything else enters that valuable space between your ears, just kindly, calmly ask it to leave. Return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I'll let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Bravo, well done, congratulations. You know, I just feel it every time I do the pro you moment. When I get to the end, I'm like, see, a little thing, it was just a little thing, 180 seconds. But it's those things done consistently that got me here. You know, the February podcast will be 8, as well as then. But for 8 years, I've been sharing my verbal journey, and it's always gotten better. And that's what kind of keeps me excited to keep sharing this, because if I can do it, if I can change how my mind works, how I think, how I respond, how I experience the world, anybody can. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be fun. won't be familiar, won't be quick. But I guarantee you one thing. You're worth it. And if you can somehow apply that thinking that you're worth it, you're worth going through that uncomfortableness, you're worth facing that fear, you're worth making better choices, you're worth choosing a response that serves you, you're worth being the best you that you can be. Little things done consistently. Be thankful for what you have. Embrace the discomfort that comes along your path. Growth happens anytime you overcome an obstacle. View it as such. And focus on what you can control, not what you can't. That's how you eliminate stress. Do those things to the best of your ability. And you'll never go back. Peace and God bless.